99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
I'll tell you what, Craig, this is the greatest thing ever to go out and do, set up a tent in this beautiful weather and do a broadcast. And it feels so good, and it's awesome to meet all these people that we don't mix and mingle with usually in Lyon County. I love it. Let's come back next Saturday. We're here for the new Valleywide Co-op store, which just opened up, 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate in Yerington. And we're talking to some very special people today. This is Cole Mortensen. He is a fifth-generation Nevadan. He is a lifelong Lyon County resident, and he is now running for Lyon County Commissioner, District 5. Lifelong resident of Nevada. Hey, Cole, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And yourself?
All right, my friend. You have a long record at the Nevada Department of Transportation for over 20 years.
Yeah, I did 20 years worth of hard time for the Nevada Department of Transportation. I started off as a design engineer for roadways, and then I got into the bridge division, and I had fun there because I got to be a part of some really neat jobs like the Galena Creek Crossing there in Pleasant Valley, and then kind of worked my way up into project management at NDOT, where they manage projects $100 million or more, or innovative delivery, design build, construction manager at risk. And I ended up working on managing a project in Las Vegas, which turned out to be the largest public works project the state of Nevada has ever done, Project Neon. Uh-huh. And including right-of-way engineering, environmental, it was a little over $1 billion. And so the challenges behind that have kind of shaped how I approach my career and decisions.
You know, when you talk about not being there anymore, you got the biggest smile. But we don't have to talk about that.
No, I miss all that work. And the nice part about what I'm doing now is I still get to work with a lot of the people that I enjoyed working with when I was still at the department.
Why do you want to run for the Lyon County Commission?
You know, I've spent a lot of time in my career in politics. You know, in the position that I was in at NDOT, I was constantly going to county commission meetings, city council meetings. I'd testify before the legislature. I'd be in the governor's office briefing the governor, working with our congressional delegation to find funding and to figure out issues that had come to their desk. And quite frankly, it seemed like a really nice opportunity to take advantage of some of the lessons learned that I've had and actually be able to apply it to this community. Mm-hmm. And to help shape the future of this community based on what we have available and trying to find the best path forward.
You know, when you talk fifth generation, you have a love for Lyon County. I mean, you grew up in Fernley.
Yeah.
What was Fernley like back then, and what's your opinion of it now?
That's actually a really good topic. You know, when I was growing up, all the area out there used to grow alfalfa and grass hay. And I remember my brother and I would try to beat the bus to my grandparents' house. We could either ride the bus or we could run like hell. And we'd go across the fields, and everybody knew everybody, so it was okay to do that. And then, you know, as time passed, all those fields started growing houses. And, you know, it really kind of changed the demographic of the Fernley area, which is inevitable, you know, over time. But I think that the important part is to make sure that you're taking a strategic approach to how you plan these communities and making sure that they're planned the right way so that...
You hear that, Reno? You hear what he's saying?
Yeah, there are definitely parts of Nevada, especially working at NDOT, where you realize that we've embraced urban sprawl to a fault. And that creates a number of issues just with services, you know, police and fire, water,
utilities. We could go in a long hour talking about how Reno made some missteps with the growth there. It's funny, you were telling me you grew up next door to a divorce camp?
Yeah, I grew up on a divorce ranch. Yeah, and what that is it was a 366-acre ranch, and the family that owned it would, let people, I guess, pay to live there for their 6 weeks or 6 months or whatever it takes to get
residency requirement to get the divorce in Nevada.
Yep, to split the sheets and go. And then they donated that property to the university as an educational facility. And so my dad managed that ranch for 23 years. And so that's where I grew up, but I went to school in Fernley and then moved back to Fernley after college. So,
next door to a divorce ranch. Were there cougars on the loose?
You know, we actually did have... we had a lot of different stories out there. Oh, yeah. You know,
Craig is getting nervous. Yeah. There's some things we can't talk about. Actually, I know what Craig is thinking. He's thinking, this guy John is talking to has a radio voice. And listen to this pathetic talk show host that I got to work with in my whiny nasal voice. You're making me sound really bad here.
Well, I've got a face for
we
got
to wrap
too.
Up this interview. Yeah. all right. So you're running for Lyon County Commissioner, District 5, longtime, lifelong resident of Nevada. And you have a wife and two daughters. You love the outdoors.
Yeah.
Specifically what?
You know what? I grew up in a family of hunters, and I just love getting out and seeing wildlife. And there's so much of this state that people just don't see driving I-80. That is some of the most incredible country that you'll ever lay your hands on. And my I had the fortunate opportunity to draw a tag in the Rubies, and I took my brother with me. And it was the first time he'd ever been up into the Rubies. And, I mean, he was just, like, astounded at how pretty it is up there, you know.
They still astound me. Yeah. If you're driving by the Rubies at sunset, they glow red.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Actually, Lamoille was on my short list to retire to.
Oh, yeah. Lamoille is an awesome area.
I hope it's still the same. But.
Yeah. Well, and even, you know, even in the area that, we are, I enjoy just driving into Gardnerville and Minden from Smith Valley and seeing the east side of the Eastern Sierras. You know, it's just beautiful.
You're an avid conservationist and all about fiscal responsibility and accountability. You're a Republican. You know the challenges with rural health care. What do the city people not know about those challenges to health care in the rurals?
You know, I think that actually both of those questions have ties. And where they have ties is that there are needs, you know, across the board that people need to have, that they'd like to have. The problem that most agencies, including the state, face is there's a funding shortfall across the board. You know, and so then you have to actually try to figure out, you know, what actually is a need, what's a nice to have, and what's a want to have, and make those decisions to be able to put budgets together and to actually actively manage those budgets and to be making those right decisions, you know, and it even boils down to prioritizing, you know, a future plan. Mm-hmm. You know, when I worked at the department, we had, like, you know, a five-year plan, and some of the projects that we had were spanned 20 years. But we also had, you know, 30 years worth of projects lined up that we had that we were kind of moving slowly on, knowing that we didn't really have the funding at this point in time. But it's kind of making sure that you can position yourself to utilize funding as it becomes available. And I think some of the important parts of that is making sure that you're in a position where you can take advantage of some of the federal grants that are coming out. So.
Yeah, do that. I know what a lot of my listeners are thinking right now when you say funding shortage. where's the money from all this incredible growth and that monstrosity, USA Parkway? I mean, there should not be a funding shortage, right? But you do what you can. You do what you can. And federal grants, I guess. But also when we're talking Lyon County, it's keeping a strict eye on how much this development wants to take out of the county and what they're willing to put in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a tough position. And I realize that, you know, as county commissioner, there are some things that you can affect and some things that are, you know, done at the legislative level or even in the Constitution.
Right.
You know, and to change those, you know, it requires the vote of the people twice. And, you know, that's not always easy to do. You know, one of the things that we struggled with when I was at the Department of Transportation is, like, you know, for example, the gas tax was established back in, like, 1993 or 1995 at, like, 18 cents a gallon. Well, gas was like $1.79 back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's still only 18 cents a gallon, but all the black stuff that goes into pavement, it comes out of the same barrel. And so the price of that pavement's gone up, but the tax money, the tax revenue that the department's using to, like, fix roads hasn't. You know, and so then again, you have to prioritize what the greatest needs are.
What's your website? Yeah, I'm like that,
I'm
too.
I'm just getting this stuff established, you know. And
well, it's your first run for office.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, three other people are running for this, right?
Correct. We've got four total.
You got four total running for Lyon County Commission District 5. Why should people vote for you, Cole Mortensen?
You know, I I think that there's a lot to be said. I know some of the candidates have strong business backgrounds. But for me, I think that what I really bring to the position that's unique is the fact that I understand how government operates. And, you know, I understand the way that you can influence legislation. And, you know, those legislation are the guidelines that you kind of have to play within, you know, as you set policy and as you make decisions based on funding and that kind of thing. There are things you can do and there are things you can't do. And to a large extent, it actually, you know, it's still kind of like running a business, only you don't have the autonomy that you think you have.
You know, I love when I talk to you about Lyon County, the gleam in your eyes and the big smile you have. And like I said before, a fifth generation Nevadan from Lyon County, you have a love for this community, and you're not going to look out for out-of-town businesses wanting to horn in. You're going to look out for the people living here.
Oh, absolutely. It's even like in Smith Valley, I love the fact that we have a handful of restaurants. We've got the Buckboard there, and you know, I do everything that I can to support those businesses, because at the end of the day, if I have to drive to Gardnerville to get a gallon of milk, it's going to cost me way more than to go help be a patron at those businesses that are, you know, working to get by, you know, in a small town. And so it's important to do that.
How is it possible that Yerington has gas stations that are still charging less than $4 a gallon? How is that possible?
You know, I have, I know that.
Well, whatever it is, don't touch it.
Yeah, I know. I know that there are different tax rates, you know, from county to county. Yeah. But I've asked the same question. I mean, even just
it's cheaper than Carson City.
Across the state, it's like you know, if you go to Battle Mountain, it's cheaper to buy gas in Battle Mountain than it is in Carson City, and you wonder how that's possible. And I mean, I guess it makes sense if that gas is coming out of Idaho or Wyoming. And you're not dealing with the California regulations.
Actually, if you get your gas from Utah, a lot of communities say this is why it's cheaper there. Anyway, folks, this is Cole Mortensen, fifth generation Nevadan, running for Lyon County Commission District 5. And that website.
And to answer your question on the website, it's C Mortensen, Mortensen, for Lyon.com.
Is the four a number or a letter?
It's spelled out, F-O-R.
It's all spelled out. Say it again.
It's C Mortensen, Mortensen, for Lyon.com.
It's awesome to talk with you. People like you make me wish I lived here.
Yeah.
You are so approachable, and you have a love for this community. I'm searching for that still in Reno. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's tough to find, you know?
Yeah.
And you'd asked me earlier about Fernley. And like I've told people, growing up, it'd take you like 45 minutes to get a gallon of milk at the grocery store because you knew everybody. And you ended up having to talk to 30 different people before you could get to the checkout line.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not that way anymore, not in Fernley. But, you know, it's still got a little bit of that going on in Smith Valley and Yerington.
Well, I'm going to be watching you. I'm going to be watching you for this the primary and the election. Cole Mortensen for Lyon County Commission. Thank you, sir, for coming by.
Hey, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate
it. All right, Cole, thanks. We're going to keep the fun stuff going, talking about the opening, the grand opening. Right behind me, hordes of people for good reason. 20% off everything in the store. We're giving away a Traeger grill. The kids have plenty to do with the bounce house and everything. You get a $3 meal with tacos, beans, and rice and drink, $3. And a lot of giveaways to sign up for. You don't need to be present to win. It's at 15 U.S. Highway 95 Alternate in Yerington. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 10:19.
FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, nice to meet you.
You too.
Hey, what's your name?
Larry.
Hey, Larry. Is this your...
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you doing here?
Hey, we're welcoming a new store.
What do you know about this place?
Not much. I read that they're kind of in the Northwest area and...
Northwest U.S. I know. Yes. I never heard of Valley Wide Country Store. But, by the way, folks, welcome back. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. You know, I asked you that question, what are you doing here? So you would say, I came here to see John Potter. I brought my autograph book and everything, but you didn't, so get out of here.
It doesn't matter.
All right. So nice to meet you. Take care. All right. Appreciate it. We are here. Let me get to the gas prices for the fifth time here. Now we're getting some texts from people who may not have been shocked enough that the gas here is under $4 a gallon. What are people saying now?
Well, they said it has dropped in the last week from between $4.50 and $4.60 down to under $3 a gallon here.
Okay.
Under $4
a gallon. Yeah. You don't want to give a heart attack to somebody.
I remember when I was living in Colorado, we had a grand opening of a gas station chain in Colorado.
And
Denver.
You did the dollar gas.
We did 1979 gas prices. So while everybody else was paying $3-4 a gallon in Denver, they were paying 79 cents.
Oh, man. We did that in Vegas, and we got so reamed out by the police and everything. It was a huge...
Blocking traffic. It was
Yeah, it was unreal. So I did hear that the oil prices dropped.
Yes, down into the 80s.
Down into the 80s. So now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't fill up here after all and just wait.
It's gonna take a little bit longer than just...
That's true.
People are anticipating it and going lower now, but...
Well, and those Neanderthals in Iran will do something, and it could shoot up again. It's still very iff and very unstable at the moment. But let me say it again, folks. Gas is $3.87 at one station, according to... Look it up yourself. GasBuddy.com. Go to Yarrington. $3.87 a gallon for regular. Diesel is like $5.30, I think. Because in Reno, it's over $6 everywhere. And, of course, I brought my gas-guzzling diesel truck here.
Yes, you did.
But, this is a great community. The weather is perfect. What a perfect day for the grand opening of the brand-new Valleywide country store. Dave, have you been inside?
Oh, they got some baby chicks there inside that are just the cutest little things running around. They got some black ones that... Guy comes up to me and says, you got to get one of those because they will like lay 260 eggs a year.
Oh, is that why? Because I was thinking, why would they sell chicks when it's not Easter time? This is a real deal thing.
No, it's peeps that they sell at Easter time. These are
not
chicks.
The ones you
not
eat.
The
not the marshmallow ones, I know. Hey, folks, how you doing? Yeah, come over here. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Willie.
Hey, Willie. Nice to meet you. And you got a Perry and Sons shirt on. Is that who you work for?
Yes, sir. Yep.
What's new at Perry and Sons?
Getting ready to harvest soon, and we just got to plant and stuff. So now it's like the easy part, waiting for stuff to start growing. So,
what is the time of year when all of Yarrington smells like a big onion? When does that happen?
August through October.
That's kind of cool.
Yep. Yep. That's a good time.
So the haul of onions this year, the crop is good this year. It looks so. Are you expanding, making more of them, or what?
Yeah, I think it's doing pretty good this year. We're doing a lot of hay too this year, I think.
What do you exactly do? Are you in a closed building at Perry and Sons?
I'm all over the place. I'm a jack of all. I'm multi-tool is what I call it.
When you get home, do you smell like an onion?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's not bad, really.
Not bad. We all like onions, so it's good.
What do you know about this store?
I used to come here when it was Silverado, and it was a great store, so I understand it's pretty much the same blueprint. So,
I thought it was a brand new building. The inside is spotless and everything. Incredible. And the variety. I tell you, man, the cat food next to a 6-foot-high fan is in there next to the cat food. A lot of Yeti stuff for the outdoor people. Cat food, gardening stuff, and camping. There's a whole section of camping things going on there too. Everything is 20% off.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I used to buy my boots here, so I'm going to check out the boots and see what they got.
Clothing too for men and ladies. So nice to meet you guys.
You too.
What? Oh, you want a picture? Come back later after you shop. Okay. All right. Super. So let me, the $3, come hungry, folks. It's $3 for a tacos plate with rice and beans and a drink. $3 meal deal. And better part of that is the money goes to support the local 4-H and Future Farmers of America.
And FFA has actually a little booth to sign up for sitting right there and right behind the taco truck. So do it all at once.
I was looking everywhere at home for my FFA shirt. I have a beautiful, they were doing some fundraiser somewhere, and I thought it was just the coolest thing.
And this was shirt was given to you when you were working it?
No, I bought.
You did?
I know you're shocked, but I actually paid money for a shirt, Craig.
Well, see, I never had to buy shirts because I was a stagehand supervisor for the Reno Event Center for many years.
Yeah.
And every concert that came in, they gave us
t-shirts. You?
They gave the crew t-shirts.
Oh, shit.
And so, yeah, it's like, well, I've got stuff from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you know, from early 2000s.
Well, if you have a radio background, you have a closet full of radio station shirts.
Yes.
That are totally useless now, and they don't fit, of course.
Because they change the logo every 6 months. It's already out of style by the time you get the shirt.
And I got fatter.
Okay, they do fix that pretty easy. So.
All right, well, we got an hourly raffle going on here for door prizes from all the vendors who are here. You don't have to be present to win. It's for real, 20% off the entire store. Some exclusions apply. I didn't see any in there. Door prizes and giveaways, we're going to be giving away a Traeger grill. Just put your name in. And this is Yarrington. It's not totally... you're not going to be competing with 1,000 people to win a Traeger grill, which is awesome. For kids, bounce house, temporary tattoos, coloring area for kids while you shop, and a rubber ducky fishing tank with prizes. The 4-H and local Future Farmers of America are here. You can meet your political candidates here. They go where the crowds are, and we already talked to three of them and other local dignitaries. And the Valley-wide Country Store Grand Opening event is from now until 2 o'clock this afternoon. So by all means, you know, I've been looking so forward to meeting our listeners here in Lyon County, where gas is $3.87 a gallon. Or if you can't find that, it's $3.99, definitely. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. Broadcasting live at 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate. Come hungry. Come with an almost empty tank and save a fortune on gas in Yarrington. Great place to stop by and do a show from. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:30.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. I mean, really live. Because I have my Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee bottle. It's like half a gallon. But I didn't need it because this is a wild event in Yarrington, the Valley-wide Country Store grand opening. They just cut the ribbon. The doors are open. 20% off everything. $3 meal deal. Cheap gas in Yarrington, too, folks. The address, 15 U.S. 95 alternate in Yarrington. I'm here till noon. The grand opening sale and party goes until 2 p.m. Hi, Molly.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Molly, well, folks, we got, I don't know if it's an urgent plea or just a plea, but it's a very worthwhile thing. And it fits in with today's show because we're all about the rurals in Nevada at this show here in Yarrington. RSVP is the Nevada Rural Counties Retired Senior Volunteer Program. They provide trained volunteers to help the rural seniors and others in need with life-saving services. And rural means, what does it mean? It means every county in Nevada except for Washoe and Clark, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, first off, I'm blown away by your numbers from last month. You served 318 clients in all 15 rural counties in Nevada, 2,272 volunteer hours, over 12,963 miles driven by your volunteer. Who computes these numbers? But tell me what you need, Molly, because we sure would like to help out.
Yeah, so our greatest need right now is senior companionship. and telephone reassurance volunteers. Senior companions will go into the home. They check on the senior. We ask at a minimum of once a week. They provide friendship, social interaction, because a lot of our seniors are homebound. And they'll play games, watch TV. But most importantly, they are their lifeline to the community. And that's what we need, is we need to make sure that our seniors are getting some social interaction, and they need to know that somebody is out there watching out for them. Many of our clients have nobody. They don't have any family and that live in the area, and so we're really asking for the community to be, their senior companion, a companion to them. We also are asking for telephone reassurance. These are volunteers that will call our seniors maybe once or twice a week just to check in, provide some socialization. But most importantly, it's that it is a scheduled time that they call. They call, they talk to them, they see what's up, they see if they're, you know, how they're doing, if they have any other needs, so we can maybe refer them to some other resources. But primarily, it's just to make sure that, hey, somebody knows that they're there.
You know, when you painted that picture, when I think a senior in a rural area, I think loneliness. We're talking about areas without the big retirement communities and the advanced age homes and such. They are just in the house that they probably lived in most of their life in a rural county. Thank God for people like you. It's human contact in the first place,
yeah.
Very important. What do you do
right.
in the terms of their tight budgets now and their food needs? What does RSVP do?
So, you know, we do provide transportation to, the grocery stores. We will have volunteers if the senior isn't able to get to the grocery store and do their own grocery shopping. We ask that they order it online, and we try to, go and get it and deliver it. But right now, we do not, have funding that will help them supplement their grocery cost, but we will then definitely refer them over to resources that might be able to help them supplement their cost. But what we're getting is some seniors that were driving, that were able to drive, are calling us for transportation because they have to decide whether or not they're going to get groceries or put gas in their vehicle. And so we also look at our volunteers to helping them, get to the grocery store. Our volunteers will get a mileage reimbursement, but it's really sad when, you are, you based your retirement on a certain amount, and now, mm-hmm. the economy hasn't stayed with your retirement. And it's sad when you look at these 70-year-olds, maybe 80-year-olds having to decide, do I put gas in my vehicle or do I buy groceries? That has become reality, and we try to help. And so we do provide, all of our services are free to the client, and to be a client, you just have to be 60 and above. No income base, nothing. Just 60 and older.
Well, besides, you mentioned transportation, of course, companionship, but I can't believe this long list of what you do. Respite care, no cost legal assistance. Critical food and medicine delivery, homemaker services, you do personal emergency response, veterans mm-hmm. resources. It boggles my mind to think what seniors and others would do without you. You take on a lot with this organization. Thank God for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We do. Yes, we do a lot, and it's we always say, too, that we do a lot for a forgotten generation. It's when somebody is in their home. Yeah, when they're in their home and they're not out in the community able to socialize, you just kind of forget what you don't see. And
so Molly,
that's what we hope to get.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Molly,
So
you need volunteers. What skills do these volunteers need?
Well, first and foremost, service in the heart. They need to be able to show, empathy, be kind, and really listen. But skill-wise, if you want to drive, you have to have a three-year. We do background checks, and we pay for the background check. But you have to be a transporter. You have to have a three-year clean driving record. But beyond that, you know, we do the trainings, and then we really kind of decide whether or not a volunteer would fit into a matching with one of our clients, because we really want somebody that shows, you know, kindness and empathy and service in the heart.
First thing is to have the heart. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Molly,
yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. Okay, so donations are appreciated. One is turned away because of an inability to donate. How did this all start for you personally? Why is this your passion? Do you have a personal story that relates to these needs, Molly?
I grew up, and my grandma was alone, but she had us, you know. I mean, she had her grandkids, she had her, you know, her own kids. But then you looked at her neighbors, you know, she lived in an apartment complex, and you looked at her neighbors, and they weren't, you know, there was nobody visiting with them. And when I was in the fourth grade, I started delivering our local newspaper. And at that point, you had to go in and once a month collect for the monthly dues. And for me, when I was younger, and I do like to chat, I would have my those elderlies that I would deliver the newspaper to keep me in their home for like an hour, and they would bake me cookies, and I'd have cookies and milk, and I would just chat with them. And so that kind of always resonated, going, you know, these people are alone. They have no one. And, you know, it's this opportunity to become CEO of Nevada Rural Counties RSVP came to my doorstep, and it was something that I honestly believe God delivered it.
You know, I so relate to this, because right after I graduated from college, I had no money. I was starting off, you know, making barely anything. Lived in a rooming house down the hall. It was a bunch of us young kids because they were, you know, they didn't have the big salary either. Down the hall was this old guy. Nobody went to talk to him.
Yeah.
He smelled bad, but he was across the hall from me. And I ended up going there every day and talking to him. He had the most amazing stories, and I so cherish them. He thought the biggest devil in America was television, and he was right. But I really, really miss him. And when he finally had to move out of the rooming house because he just couldn't live or survive alone, I don't know what ailment he had, they were taking him down the stretcher on the stairway, and he didn't want us young men to feel bad. And he said, he put on an act for us. Look at me, I'm taking a ride. Wee!
Yeah.
And it was, I really miss that gentleman, Oscar, who I had so many great conversations with. And my point is, folks, you can benefit yourself by doing this and feeling great about yourself. You do need a heart. Call RSVP. I got your number, Molly. 775-297-5007. And what's your website?
Wait, time is up. That's my personal cell phone. But no, so our office number. Yeah, please don't call that number.
Sorry about that. It was okay.
That's okay. My office number is 775-687-4680. And then extension 5 would bring you directly to me. And then our website Molly Wall. And then our website is nvrsvp.org. You'll find out more information about our programs and how
I gotta
sign
run,
up
Molly.
To volunteer.
It was wonderful talking
you so
to
much.
You. It warmed my heart. I hope you get a lot of response to this. Molly Walt, RSVP.
It.
I'm John Potter, broadcasting live, Valleywide Country Store. We're going to talk about this store, why it's a great place to be today. Next, shortly, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1048.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
92.3 in this case. We're in Yerington. John Potter here at the new Valleywide Co-op store on Highway 95 Alternate in Yerington. 15 Highway 95 Alternate in Yerington. Greg Wood is with Valleywide. Hi, Greg.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us today. We really appreciate you being here.
Everybody I talk to, Craig, has a radio voice except for me. These people are making me sound like Pee Wee Herman here.
It's my dream, John.
I don't think you should talk anymore.
You can give me some hints, some tips, side hustle.
All right, so how's the grand opening going?
Grand opening is going great. So this, as I mentioned earlier, we launched. This is our 29th store, Valleywide Cooperative, based out of Nampa, Idaho.
And this is your first in Nevada?
First in Nevada. All right. Happy to be here. Based out of Nampa, we are about a 106-year-old farm and ag co-op, and we're kind of a history of merged co-ops over time. Our history dates back to Wendell, Idaho, and we've grown since in the east, in the Treasure Valley. This location came as a result of a merger with Stanislaus Farm Supply last year, which is based out of Modesto. So we have locations in Modesto, in Merced, in Los Banos, and now Yerington. This was a location that was operated by Stanislaus, and then they closed it in about 2021. But they did great business here, and we are so excited to get back into this community.
How is it? Because a lot of people I've talked to remember this store when it was open, and it was Stanislaus. How is it different now?
I would tell you that what we're bringing is the expertise we have in running the other 28 locations and that scale, and really trying to bring it to bear here in Yerington. So we have really strong partners with Orgill, which is a private hardware supplier, with True Value, with a number of farm and ranch vendors. So we've assorted, the store's about a 4,500 square foot retail location. We've set it farm and ranch, convenience hardware, feed, lawn and garden, tack, clothing. And then we really have a strong partnership with a joint venture of ours, Valley Agronomics, which operates a location here and a location in Fallon. So we're already kind of engaged and embedded in the community. So I think this will just be another extension of that.
And also fuels, propane.
We do.
A lot of farm supplies, feed.
Correct. And within Valleywide, we have a retail division. We have an energy division. So we're the largest supplier of propane in the state of Idaho. I think we're 18th nationally. And we have an energy presence in California and Modesto, and that will grow in this direction as well.
Well, I'll tell you this. Sir, you know how to put on a grand opening.
Well, thanks to our marketing team. They've done a great job.
Well, no, it's what you're offering in that store.
That's fun.
What are some of the things that are drawing people here today?
Sure, we have a bucket sale. So grab a bucket on your way.
Oh, I forgot to mention
this. Yes, bucket sale.
It's a... What's the deal on that?
I think it's
the first 50 customers, you gave them out.
Correct.
But everything in the store is 20% off, some exclusions.
Yep. But for the most part, most categories, 20% off. We have a strong partnership in all of our locations with FFA and 4-H. So they're here with a $3 meal deal, and proceeds go back to the FFA, which is exciting. So
that meal will fill you up for $3, and the money goes to FFA and 4-H.
Tacos El Yusa, it's amazing. And the nice thing, you know, we're, again, really try and engage the community. So throughout the year, we provide 4-H and FFA education days, and that'll be no different. We'll do that in Yerington. We'll always have a customer appreciation day annually. We look to partner with the Chamber of Commerce, local city officials, local service organizations. We really like to get engaged in the communities that we serve. So
this guy is going to get a call from Jerry, right? He's going to want him on the radio every Saturday. So what do you think of Yerington? Is this your first time here?
I've been here a couple times as we were setting the store up. I love it down here. And just as I talk to our ag guys, I mentioned we have that location in Fallon, but we have a large base of business on the ag side in Yerington. And I think we're going to be able to grow this business tremendously. And we're also reopening a partnership with Valley Equipment, which is a mechanized irrigation pivot dealership. So we're going to offer those services at this location as well. Okay. So really excited about just the ag connection.
I thought it was a brand new store. It's spotless in there. Well, it's gleaming.
Thank you. The team did a great job.
Greg,
it looks great.
That is the most beautiful restroom door I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to tell the construction team that because it
looks awesome. No, it's gorgeous.
Oh, I know. It looks awesome.
You can see yourself in it. Right, Craig? we're so impressed with it. So it's hard to get everything in one interview about how great this is. You have ample parking. You have these things out front.
Heavy hardware stock tanks. So gates, panels, fencing, chutes, stock tanks. We have a big partnership.
What's all this?
Again, feeders for large animals, confined animal feed operations, so CAFOs, so we can supply all those needs.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
They're very nice. balloons, I see. Oh, my goodness. And what did we miss? The Traeger Grill. When are they doing that?
Every hour. They're doing a raffle drawing every hour. I think the Traeger will be the last drawn of the day. Don't need to be present to win, so come on down and visit us.
Oh, that's perfect. You don't have to be present to win. This party goes till 2.
Yes.
And the store hours are going to be what? 10 a.m. to?
I believe 7 a.m. to.
Oh, 7 a.m.?
Yeah, 7 during the week. I think it's 8 to 4 on Saturday, closed on Sunday. And we may expand that over time as we kind of develop the customer base here.
Perfect location.
Right off the highway.
Right off the highway, folks. 15 U.S. 95 alternate Yerington, Nevada. Thank you, sir.
John, thank you. For inviting me.
Look, a deep voice, big, hard handshake. Oh, I feel like such a wimp standing next to this man. Scott, Greg, you've done a great thing here.
Thank you, sir.
And everybody, you folks are invited to the all-new Valleywide Country Store. Traeger Grill, going to be given away. Don't have to be present to win. Join us here. Fill up with cheap gas. Come to Yerington. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News next. I'll be back. FM News Talk time, 10:58.